The confrontation that could have materialized at the annual assembly of the United Malays National Organization, or UMNO, will probably not occur because Mr. Mahathir, who is recovering from a mild heart attack, is not expected to attend. For nearly a year now, Mr. Mahathir has been waging a furious campaign against the man he handpicked to succeed him as Malaysia's leader. He accuses Mr. Abdullah of corruption, nepotism, and mismanagement of the economy. Mr. Abdullah has been reluctant to return fire, although he has strenuously denied Mr. Mahathir's charges. But Mr. Mahathir's campaign has created uncertainty within the long-ruling party, the dominant political group representing the country's majority ethnic Malays, and within the country at large. Analysts had hoped that Mr. Mahathir's presence at the meeting would indicate how much influence he still has among party leaders, even though he stepped down in 2003 after 22 years in office. But they also say that despite public pledges of support from most leaders for Mr. Abdullah, Mr. Mahathir's fierce attacks have raised questions about the Prime Minister's leadership. William Case, who heads the Southeast Asia Research Center at the City University of Hong Kong, says the greater freedom Mr. Abdullah has allowed in debates at the Assembly should indicate the level of his popularity within UMNO. Case says Mr. Mahathir's allegations of corruption and economic mismanagement may have hurt Mr. Abdullah.
We had long, of course, much respected Abdullah Badawi as a Mr. Clean. That was much of his image, source of much of his attractiveness. I think that some of the mud that Mahathir has thrown at Abdullah Badawi over this has in fact stuck. And the other major criticism is that the current Prime Minister is not managing the economy effectively. There's a widespread fear in Malaysia that the economy is just not getting the kind of direction and impetus that it needs, the kind of political direction that Mahathir always used to provide.
Mr. Abdullah insists he will stay on in Malaysia's top job despite Mr. Mahathir's campaign to oust him. He says he needs more than a single term in office to see several projects through to fruition. The next election is not due until 2009, but Mr. Abdullah is expected to seek a fresh mandate as early as a year from now. For his part, Mr. Mahathir has indicated that he has no plans to give up his steady stream of criticism of Mr. Abdullah and his government. Roger Wilkerson for VOA News, Bangkok.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。